You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, it looks like the teachers are back to work in Chicago, so I guess kids are finally back at school. It sounds like they reached some sort of negotiations, but we have another issue now with American Airlines pilots. Apparently, American Airlines has had to cancel more than 300 flights since the weekend and will cut back on the number of flights through the end of October because pilots are unhappy with their labor contract, and so they've been starting to call in sick. Boy, I thought we were in the middle of a recession. I didn't think that, you know, you could ask for more money and ask for more job security. I thought we were all pretty lucky if we were able to work. But, you know, I like my pilots. You know, I like my teachers. I'm sure there's some, you know, rhyme or reason to what they're doing. Just for those of us that may have American Airlines flights, we may need to kind of, that are scheduled, we may need to check out if we're going to have to make any adjustments. The pilots union had new rules imposed on it by the bankruptcy court after 7,500 pilots last month overwhelmingly rejected the tentative deal that their union, the Allied Pilots Association, had reached with management. The new contract imposes more flying hours on pilots and allows American Airlines to have more flights flown by partner airlines instead of American flight crews. It also doesn't give them the equity stake in the airline or the profit-sharing plan. Ah, no wonder they're ticked. American has also stopped making contributions to the pilot's pension plan and is considering freezing or terminating it. So how does this work? I mean, if let's say a company is having problems and they're going through bankruptcy, do they fire people and keep the people who they have and give them the pension plans, et cetera? Or do you avoid firing employees and cut their benefits? It sounds like a company can't do that because obviously the union will fight back. And it's hard to take something away. You can't, you know, give somebody something and have them rely on something and then take it away. But if a company is going through bankruptcy, how do they reorganize? You know, I know many of us years ago had pension plans, and I own my own business, so I didn't have a 401 or Roth or pension plan or nothing like that. I remember we got a little something in training, but other than that, when you own your own business, you get nothing like that. It's nice though. Honestly, it's nice. I mean, I wish pensions would come back because then less people would be as reliant on Social Security. Now, so many of us, as soon as we retire, that's it. You don't work, you don't make money, and then you have to live solely on Social Security, which isn't enough. From what we understand, the airline normally flies about 1,700 flights a day. Statistics from flightstats.com show American canceled 296 flights from Sunday through Tuesday, which is 4% of its total. Another 21 had been canceled by midday Wednesday. We really need to check if any of us have flights with American. But I know everyone's saying the recession is over and the economy is better and Obama did a good job. I'm just still not seeing it. I could be completely out of the loop. But when I see things like this, people not happy with their contracts, companies reorganizing, filing for bankruptcy, Chapter 11, whatever, Chapter 13, pilots calling in sick, flights being slashed. Still, I'm not being fed on any of these flights. Okay, these peanuts are not cutting it, as far as I'm concerned. I just don't think things are better right now. I don't think they're better at all. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, for those of you who treat your own diarrhea over-the-counter, FDA has issued a warning for one of these over-the-counter diarrhea drugs. FDA is saying do not use the over-the-counter drug called Intestinomycina. I haven't seen this product, Intestinomycina. They say the anti-diarrhea treatment contains a drug that could be life-threatening. From what we understand, there is chloramphenicol. Chloramphenicol, I thought, had been recalled a while back due to safety risk, but they're saying here the FDA recalled all oral forms of it back in July. So we're only talking a couple months ago. Agency said consumers who purchase the product stop taking it. Discuss this with a healthcare professional. Now, what does chloramphenicol do? It can mess with your production of red and white blood cells. You have your red blood cells and your white blood cells. Red blood cells, in essence, carry your oxygen. White blood cells fight infection, as well as a variety of other things, repair, etc. And so chloramphenicol has been known to cause like an aplastic anemia, where it prevents you from producing more blood cells. They say people with anemia and other low blood cell counts are at greater risk of injury or even death from using these drugs. Apparently, the drug comes from an El Salvador manufacturer, comes in pill and liquid forms, is sold as a treatment for infectious diarrhea, according to Fox News, at international grocery stores and specialty stores in the U.S. You know, anemia is a topic we bring up a lot on the show because many of you have emailed me questions and have called me with it. You know, many people think of the most common type of anemia, your iron deficiency anemia, where you lose too much blood, having either a surgical procedure or being shot or heavy periods, etc., blood in the stool, GI bleed, ulcer, and you lose blood, you lose iron. That's iron deficiency anemia. It's probably the more common one, but it isn't. It only comprises one small subset of anemias. Anemia basically is an issue with your blood. Okay? You could have too much blood. You could have too little blood. Usually anemia means less. But is it less because you're losing blood? Or could it be less because you're not producing it? You know, that's another factor. You could have no loss at all, no GI bleed, etc., but you're having difficulty producing blood. So whenever somebody's anemic and they say, oh, Dr. Dahlia, I've been anemic my whole life, no big deal, I think somebody needs to look at it, you know? Why are you anemic? Is it a bit of medication you're taking? Is it a loss? You know, what? So don't underestimate anemia, because then it puts you at risk for other diseases because you're more vulnerable. You really want your red blood cells and your white blood cells up and at them when you need them. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of bleaching your teeth for $40, $50, or $60, only to find them getting yellow after 4 weeks again? Bleaching your teeth only changes the stains from yellow to clear, but doesn't actually clean the stain off of your teeth. causing them to turn back to that yellow ugly color again. Introducing the Power Swabs Teeth Whitening System, the only whitening system that uses the power of stain-out swabs to actually remove the stains off of your teeth, so they stay whiter longer. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts the stains off of your teeth. And the best part is Power Swabs works in under 5 minutes. No more messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab on Power Swabs and your teeth are whiter in 5 minutes. Best of all, unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs works on natural teeth as well as veneers, caps, and crowns. Call for your risk-free supply. 800-496-0291. That's 800-496-0291. Power Swabs. Proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. 800-496-0291.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, many of you are parents or grandparents, and, you know, you have to watch the kids, and the little babies start to scream and yell. And some of you are fortunate enough to have a baby that shuts up when you throw a pacifier in his mouth. I have two boys. One, you could shove that pacifier in his mouth, and he shut up. And it was nice. He loved his pacifier. He was happy. We called it a little binky. Problem is the binky would fall out in the middle of the night, and then it started to scream and yell that he didn't have his binky. The other kid would not take the binky. Still, he was, you know, complaining about his homework yesterday because he's in the fourth grade. I tried to throw a binky in his mouth. It wouldn't work. Well, they're saying that baby boys who frequently use pacifiers may have an increased risk of developing emotional problems when they are older, just the boys. This is why do not use pacifiers on your kids when they're in high school. Study comes from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and is the first of its kind, they say, to find an association between psychological developments and pacifier use. Apparently, scientists looked at three different studies. They all concluded the same results. In one trial, they said a group of college students were administered a common emotional intelligence test to determine empathy when evaluating people's moods. Those who had self-reported using pacifiers frequently as infants had a generally lower score than those who did not. What? I don't know if I buy that. Another study found that boys at the ages of 6 and 7 who had frequently used pacifiers as infants had a much harder time copying others' expressions and videos which they were asked to watch. Who cares? I don't want them to copy anybody's expressions. According to Paula Neanderthal, principal author of the study and professor of psychology, said pacifier use makes it difficult for young boys to learn how to express themselves. You don't understand. As parents and grandparents, we want to go sleep. We don't want them to express themselves. They express themselves too much. Trust me, my kid was able to make faces while that binky was stuck in his mouth. He was able to go, he was able to do that. I was able to understand what he was talking about. They say by reflecting what another person is doing, you create some part of the feeling yourself. That's one of the ways we understand what somebody is feeling. Really? It's a stupid binky. They think that young boys who often use pacifiers have more time, a difficult time copying the actions of others. Not in girls. Apparently, girls develop their emotional responses much earlier before pacifier use. So whether or not they use the pacifier, no big deal. Girls know how to express themselves. Parents should be open to the idea of controlling pacifier use in their infants. You know, many of you have asked me, well, what do the dentists think? Some dentists have no problem. As long as you're cleaning it, as long as they're done with their use, I'm not a dentist, but, you know, around the year mark, you could slowly start weaning them off if you could wean them off. We don't really like pacifier use over 2 years old, but as long as they're getting good dental care, they're brushing, etc. Same thing with thumb sucking. You know, there used to be a concern that you could really mess up your teeth by sucking on the thumb and pushing the teeth outward. But remember, those are baby teeth. The baby teeth come out. The grown-up teeth, the permanent teeth that grow in, are still going to grow in as if they would prior to thumb sucking. So, you know, we have more of an issue of putting things in the mouth, you know, not cleaning behind the teeth, things like that. And again, you really don't want your kindergartner on a pacifier. But I've never really had a problem with binkies at all because these kids, they shut up. I mean, remember, it's really important for the parents and grandparents to get some sleep. Honestly, I know y'all think I'm joking about that, but, I mean, look at like postpartum depression. Look at, parental moods and parental exhaustions. You know, when kids detect that the parents or the grandparents are sick of their little tushies, it doesn't bode well. But when that kid wakes up and you walk into the room and go, good morning, my little baby, that's much better than, oh my gosh, for the love of the Lord, go back to sleep. So, you know, we'd rather you be in a much better mood. And if the kid has to have a stupid binky in his mouth and he likes the binky, I'm all for it. That's, you know, now I'm sure some of you out there that could be in the dental field are probably mad at me. But, just make sure you have a good discussion with your dentist. Do not avoid dental visits, though, with your kids. Many of you think the kids don't have to go to the dentist till kindergarten. Wrong. These kids should be going to a dentist by year one as the teeth start erupting. Not so much because they're going to have x-rays and a cleaning and fluoride treatment or anything like that. It's because the dentist teaches you proper teeth care. And you need to get these kids used to going to a dentist. Now, I have no problem with the kids kicking and screaming and a hooting and a hollering and being all dramatic and drama queens when I see them in the office. That's fine. And I call them on it. I go, really? Really? The crying's all over? Really? That was so fake. I call them on it. But I get the exam done. I'm able to listen to their heart, lungs, do what I need to do. That's good. Okay, you can't have your kid acting like that at a dentist's office, okay? Because the dentist and the hygienist, they need to work. So what I started doing was bringing my kids to the dentist starting at age one, okay? Luckily, we have a pediatric dentist, Dr. Josh and Michael Sachs. We've been using locally in town, and they, were phenomenal. So the first couple visits were, let me show you how to, you know, to examine the kid's teeth. They actually had the baby on your lap. They brought the baby down into their lap, so you were kind of knee to knee with the doctor. They examined the teeth. The baby just kind of sitting up there and giggling, and whereas my kids would have thrown an absolute poopoo fit, right? And then they just slowly started getting used to going to the dentist to the point where they actually look forward to it now. Very difficult because most adults don't like going to the dentist. So it's extremely important to get the kid used to that. And remember, these limited exams shouldn't cost as much as a full exam. So if you're bringing your 1-year-old or 2-year-old toddler and, not a lot is being done, usually you aren't charged, you know, for the full visit. But you want to make sure that by the time you are paying for a full visit, you're getting the actual visit because the kid isn't acting up. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some of you email me, you know, how to handle the temper tantrums. There was a study that came out saying kids that have temper tantrums could have emotional or psychological problems. It could go both ways. Yes, you do have kids that may suffer from certain issues. Like, when we used to deliver these babies from moms who had done crack, cocaine, etc., and many of these babies became wards of the state and, you know, would take care of them later. Yes, they had some emotional issues because of what they were exposed to in utero. But not all kids with temper tantrums do have a history of in utero drug exposure or something like that. Some of these kids have learned that temper tantrums work. And you need to reteach them that the temper tantrums don't work. You know, I mean, my kids, they learned me pretty quickly, okay? They learned what I was all about, and what I was all about was guilt. They knew that because Mama worked, and Mama worked a lot, that I really wouldn't punish them when I'd get home if they did something. I would be all about the kissies. I would feel so guilty, and I would just shower them with love the whole time. And to the point now where my kids will say, well, Mom, you're never around. Okay, now that's not true anymore. I am around a lot more. So you see how they try to now play me. It worked up until a week ago. Okay? Yeah. Then I go into my closet and I cry. All right. So now I'm like, really? Really? Yeah, you work so much that I can't do my homework and I can't come to you. You're my mother. Do I need to find another mother? Yeah, you do. You do need to find another mother. Absolutely. If I'm not good enough for you, go find another mother. Absolutely. See ya. You know, I mean, you have to be unpredictable. Sometimes when my kids used to scream in a restaurant, I wouldn't just throw food in their mouth or try to slip them tequila. I would take them outside, let them scream outside. That's fine. Just go scream, or I'd take them into the car, would put the air conditioning on, let them scream. When I got tired, I'd stand outside the car. They get tired of screaming, these kids. They do. Are you done yet? Are you done screaming? All right, fine. All right, tell me when you're done. I got all day. They need to think that you don't have other type of, let's say, obligations such that they could control what's going on. When my kids are like, but I want soda. I never get soda. All the other kids' moms give them soda. Fine. Go and have the other kids' moms raise you. See ya. I don't have to pay for your food. I don't have to pay for your college later. Get out. See ya. I got things to do. Now, so I've been able to kind of turn it on my kids where they know my life really won't be in when it's all shattered and in pieces. I'll be able to function just fine, right? Because I got Don here and my microphone. They want to leave and go somewhere else, fine. I could just work on my show. And then they kind of, you know, go, okay, never mind. I'll drink the milk. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Here it is, another election year, and here you are again wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I just got to stretch. Oh, I did the first hour of my show on my exercise ball. I got rid of the studio chair, and I sat on one of those exercise balls to kind of help, tighten the tummy, tighten the abs. It worked, but my back hurts now. And so I think I also pulled a muscle in my chest. I think I'm just old, man. I used to be so in shape. I can't even sit on an exercise ball for an hour without hurting my back. What is wrong with me? Okay, we're going to be talking a little bit about obesity in a little bit, but we need to talk about some snags with healthcare reform. It looks like this insurance exchange occurrence that's supposed to be happening here under the Affordable Health Care Act is really slow to take over, and many states appear to be dragging their heels. From what we understand, is the lack of action by many states on working on these exchanges is going to kind of make the whole healthcare law a little bit inept, a little bit limp. They say under the Affordable Health Care Act, the Obama administration's obviously controversial reform of health care, ridiculous, shall I say, attempt at reform of health care. States are supposed to assist the uninsured Americans in buying health coverage by setting up these insurance exchanges. Okay? These insurance exchanges are supposed to be set up state by state. Okay? Only 15 states and the District of Columbia have done this. Three others, Arkansas, Delaware, and Illinois, may partner with the federal government to do it. This is according to the Henry J. Kaiser Family Foundation. What insurance exchanges are kind of supposed to do is, excuse me, as of October 2013, individuals and employees of small businesses who are uninsured can go to these exchanges, compare private health plan options across these four levels, bronze, silver, gold, and platinum, and purchase coverage. These exchanges must ensure that each plan offers a sufficient number of providers and meets other minimum standards to participate in an exchange. If an insurer wants to be a part of it and then hopefully increase business, they have to offer at least one gold and one silver health plan. They say each state's exchange must also maintain an up-to-date website with comparative health plan information, have a toll-free consumer call center, fund a navigator program to assist individuals and families. The exchanges are also the vehicle for people, they say, who meet certain income thresholds to qualify for tax credits to reduce their premium costs and federal subsidies. Now, the federal government is supposedly offering premium assistance in the form of tax credits that are refundable to people with incomes up to 400% of the federal poverty level, which roughly is about 92 grand for a family of four, 44 grand individually. Okay, so what's been going on? Well, we're only talking about 15 states that have already been working on this. I think California is already halfway there. And then three extra states, additional states that may be working with the government. So we only got 18 out of the 50. All right. Remember, what was the purpose of health care reform? To insure everybody. Now, here's my problem. Okay, I understand. And remember, I'm not a huge fan, obviously, of the Affordable Health Care Act by any means, Obamacare, et cetera. And so I know many critics of it are like, good for these, Republican governors, good for that. If they're not going to create these state-based health insurance exchanges, good, fine. It shows that we're fighting it. Okay, fine. And I can understand that. I mean, I think we as conservatives have already kind of made a stand and shown our disgust for the Affordable Health Care Plan. But here's the problem, people. If we don't figure this out, and we don't insure the uninsured, the problem isn't going to go away. Okay, A, we need to insure our Americans. We have to. Okay, many of us, if not, I would probably say most of us, are really getting spanked by our insurance company if we're even fortunate to have insurance. The insurance is paying less. We're paying more out of pocket. And people that lose their jobs and don't have insurance are really up a creek. Okay, we need to figure this out. And if we don't figure it out, either by the exchanges or by some other means, as soon as another Democrat gets into power in the White House, we're going to start looking at a public option. And we don't want the public option. We don't want government-run health care. Now, as much as I don't think forcing states to come up with these exchanges and them having an opt-out is really successful, I prefer that we're using the private sector as opposed to the government sector. So my issue with this is even though many of us are taking a stand and we're saying we'll tackle this and we can't figure this out, and insurance companies are too expensive anyway, so no one's going to be buying these plans, you're probably right. Well, then we better be figuring out an alternative. Because if we still have 35 million or 45 million, the number keeps changing every article we read, of uninsured Americans, one, that's horrible. We should not, being such a developed country as we are, we should not have such a significant portion of our Americans and our citizens, keyword citizens, uninsured. That's ridiculous. Okay. And I mean, ideally, I would love to even, help those people visiting our country as well. I mean, I believe in healthcare, we should be rich. We should be. This is something we should be able to move towards. It should be a goal. Again, I'm not excited about these exchanges. I really don't understand how they're going to pan out, because if most of us can't afford the health insurance now, how are we going to all of a sudden by October 2013 have a plan that we could all of a sudden afford? Honestly, I mean, if you could come up with a $200 a month plan, we would have already had them. They would have undercut the other insurance companies and we could purchase them now. I don't see how all of a sudden these companies are going to come up with that in October 2013. We're talking 13 months from now. All right. So I agree that it's not well thought out and well planned. But here's the problem. Just not doing anything and giving Obamacare the middle finger is only going to hurt us later. Okay. If we can't come up with some sort of a system, all it takes is 2016 to come around or 2020, and Hillary Clinton, if she gets elected or whoever, is going to say, all right, guys, we tried to do it without the public option, not working. And if we have a Democrat-controlled House by then and a Democrat-controlled Senate, because the Democrats have convinced everybody that the Republicans did not handle the health care crisis within the finite amount of time they were given, which is impossible, a task already, then they're going to say, look, public option time. All right, we're going to have a type of Medicaid program for everybody. And I'm going to tell you right now, that is not going to be an option you want. So for those states that are bucking this part of Obamacare, you may not win a lot of your supporting votes if you can't come up with a way to have some sort of private sector options available. Because if the private sector fails, government's going to use that as an excuse for the government to kick in. Now, what do I think these plans are going to have? Well, bronze, silver, gold, and platinum. My guess is they're going to vary on deductible. They're going to vary on amount of visits. They're going to vary on amount of copays. They're going to vary on the types of drugs that you get. I just don't know how they're going to do it for cheaply. I am dying to see the $200 a month plan. I am dying to see that. Now, remember, for businesses to purchase health insurance, it's going to be cheaper. Businesses will be able to purchase health insurance cheaper. But for you to singularly and individually go and purchase these health insurance plans, it's going to be very difficult for you to find something under the $200 range, unless it's a complete piece of crap plan. Very stark skeleton. Like I was talking about last week, we had a patient whose health insurance plan only allows 2 doctor visits a year. He gets that physical. There's a mammogram in there. There's a colonoscopy in there. He gets it, but only 2 doctor visits a year. How does he cram that all into 2 doctor visits? All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE peanut butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. A big thanks to you all for tuning in and listening. I love reading your comments on our guest book page. On our website, there's a place where you could kind of sign in, tell us where you're listening from. Of course, many of them are truckers. I love my truckers. Thank God you guys are out there doing what you're doing. You know what show I've been watching? Ice Road Truckers. I've been watching, I think it just had its season finale, right? Is that true? You guys drive through the ice and the truck could almost crack and fall through the ice? That's really dangerous stuff. What? You're not supposed to be doing that. You're supposed to be driving on the road. But I guess up in Alaska, you guys will drive across frozen rivers. That's some gutsy stuff. You guys have cojones. Man, that's some pretty sexy, gutsy stuff. I like watching Ice Road Truckers. Don't forget when you guys are fiddling around on Facebook later to search the Dr. Dahlia Show. Find the Dr. Dahlia Show and connect. Love to see who's listening. Also, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Love to follow you guys back and be able to see what you guys have to say. I love hearing what you guys have to say and what you want to listen to. You can always email me at drdahlia.com. If we are not live yet in your city or news talk station, call up your news talk station and tell them. Say, bring the Dr. Dahlia show. All right? It's, you know, and I mean, they may not do it. They may laugh at your face and go, we want ratings. But still, it's worth a try. Okay? And then if not, remember, the Dr. Dahlia show has an Android app. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia show anytime you're driving or you're at work, keeping busy. Download it. It's free. Listen to all the shows. I try not to repeat a lot of stories hour by hour, but it's unfortunate that many of you only get to listen to an hour at a time. So hopefully you could catch some of the extra stories on our podcast. And don't forget, we are booking for the Alaska cruise. We are going to Alaska next year. I think we all deserve a beautiful, phenomenal vacation. Hopefully we got a good enough rate. And it's absolutely exquisite coastal Alaska. We're leaving at the end of next June, leaving out of Seattle to go up the Inside Passage to Alaska. Go to my website at drdahlia.com to check it out. It's always fun. Okay, real quickly, for those of you who are married, tell your wives, sister, aunt, etc., or ladies if you're listening, looks like the FDA has finally approved an ultrasound to help doctors detect potential tumors in women who have quote-unquote dense breast tissue. Now, many of you are being told on your mammograms that your breasts are dense and it could quote-unquote limit the sensitivity of the mammogram. According to this article in drugs.com, it says 40% of women. I'm going to tell you it's more. And I think a lot of the radiologists put that there to cover their butts, and I don't blame them. You know, if the breasts are dense, they're going to say so. And they're going to say, look, it limits the sensitivity of mammograms. So remember, things can be missed. So what we have been recommending is if you do have quote-unquote dense breasts, because you may have extra glandular tissue, connective tissue, mammogram may not be able to pick everything up, you appear to be at above average risk, especially if you're truly dense, of developing breast cancer. Now, a lot of these mammograms, when you look at dense breasts, it's very white. So if there is an early calcification or an early change, it could be very difficult to see. So apparently there's a SOMO-V automated breast ultrasound system that can scan the breast in about a minute, produce several images for review. It's been approved for women who have had a negative mammogram and no symptoms of breast cancer or who have had maybe prior, prior biopsy or prior work may cause scar tissue. It may not work for that. And it could also change the appearance on ultrasound. But I love the fact that you guys get that second chance to look. I gotta tell you, remember, with mammograms, the purpose of mammograms is to take a picture of you, and hopefully as you get your pictures every year, assuming our government allows us to do it under Obamacare, if anything does show up, hopefully we catch it the year we could see it. Okay, well, I don't think that's good enough, and I don't think a lot of doctors think that's good enough. I know radiologists don't think it's good enough. So if you have a negative mammogram but the breasts are dense, can they tell you with 100% certainty you're in the clear? No, nobody can. No test is 100% certain. But if you're dense, they're less certain. So if you could get that ultrasound and get a better idea, remember, ultrasound uses sound waves, so they'll bounce off parts of the breast, which are already bouncy in some case. A lot of bouncing going around when it comes to imaging breasts. A lot of bouncing. Even my feet bounce off the floor because I got to take them off the breast. Ways to pick up calcifications, densities, be able to see if there's fluid versus solid. So it's pretty good stuff. I'm pretty excited about that, okay? Also, more lady health news. They say early menopause could double heart disease risk. Many of us women pray for menopause. I do. I cannot wait for my periods to stop, and I bet Don and all the men at GCN can't wait for the periods to stop as well. But be careful what you wish for, because women who experience early menopause may face double the risk of heart disease and stroke. Remember how we talked about how estrogen is protective for heart disease, which is why when we look at risk factors for heart disease, a male over 40 is equivalent to a female over 50 because the estrogen is protective. But if you take synthetic estrogen postmenopausal, that could put you at risk for heart disease. So there's something to the natural estrogen that's protective. Anyway, the study looked at 2,500 women age 45 to 84, who were followed for between 6 and 8 years. 28% of the women reported early menopause, which occurs before 46. So if you're before the age of 46, you're at more high risk. Now, me, I've had hot flashes. I'm not in menopause, right? And my Walmart tampon purchases can prove that. But I'm already starting to get some hot flashes. And with heart disease in the family, you bet your butt I got to make sure my blood pressure is low, my cholesterol is low, and I'm checking it with the heart doctor, so I am. They say women with early menopause are twice the risk of heart disease and stroke compared to other women. The overall number of women in the study who suffered heart attacks was 50 and strokes was 37. That's small. We're talking 2,500 women. That's small. When a woman's periods have stopped for a year, she has reached menopause. Hallelujah. Can I hear an amen? They say the study, which found an association between early menopause and heart risk, was not a cause and effect, right? It's just an association. It will appear, gentlemen, break out your wallets. It will appear in the October issue of the journal Menopause. You know, guys, let me tell you something. Men, it's great toilet reading. Honestly, I see what you guys have on the toilet. You want to know, can I just go laterally for a second here? You men are making a huge mistake putting Playboys and these girly nudie magazines on the back of the toilet. Remember, when you poop, you need the parasympathetic system kicking in. You don't want to be stimulated. You don't want the epinephrine, because remember flight or fright response, you won't poop or pee. Right? When you're exercising or when you're, you know, fleeing a bad guy or whatever, you're not going to poop or pee. That's your sympathetic nervous system kicking in. You want the parasympathetic nervous system to kick in, the relaxation. So if you guys are looking at nudie magazines, that's stimulatory. No. I know you're not doing it. I think you're just reading them while you're trying to poop. But that doesn't work. You guys are making the mistake. Now, I know that's probably the only place you could stash your nudie magazines, but it's not going to help you poop. You need something very boring. I'm sorry. For those of you a part of the journal Menopause, I'm sorry. I can't say your journal's boring. I'm sorry. Take that back. You need something more methodical, scientific. There, is that better? Oh, I don't want to get anybody in trouble. I'm sorry. And I'm going to tell you, I bet reading the journal Menopause, number one, it's going to really get you points with the lady. Honestly. Yeah, old woman's going to love that, because you are your old lady. She's going to like that because it means you're trying to be in tune with what she's going through. But I'm going to tell you, it's going to help you poop. Honestly. Email me. Let me know what's on the back of your toilet, and I'll tell you if it's going to help or not. All right, guys, we've got another hour coming up. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. Don't be driving across any ice. Lord have mercy. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. God bless. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system, only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food, starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.